Will your church be one of the issues, etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues, etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues, etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues, etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues, etc. 300.
We're doing two things here. One, we're going to talk about the Second Amendment, bear arms, but that isn't the primary thing. The primary thing is who Jesus is.
That's David Keel, a Sunday school teacher at Lone Oak First Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. Now, the story out of Lone Oak is that they recently had a very bright idea. They wanted to draw people in from the community. They wanted to do something that would attract their attention, but also attract them in. So they decided that they would have a raffle. Now, usually when a church has a raffle, they might, who knows, you could raffle off all sorts of things from the community, things that are donated, you never know. They decided a table full of guns would be a good idea, so they got a bunch of donated firearms and they held a raffle. Everybody had to do the background check. It was all perfectly legal. There was no shooting done during this particular event. They brought them in to raffle off the guns and to tell them about Jesus, raffling guns to attract converts. We'll hear the story from National Public Radio, but I want to hear from you, your reaction to this. Now, this is just kind of an odd case of a church doing what a lot of churches do, a stunt to gain publicity, whether it's giving away a car at Easter time. We've heard about big mega churches doing that. Not just one. Sometimes they give away several cars to attract people in. The rationale is it doesn't matter why they come. As long as they come and when they come, they'll get a chance to hear about Jesus. And if it takes raffling off guns, then that's what we'll do. I want your reaction to it. It's audio, open lines, issues, etc. As we listen to the story from National Public Radio, feel free to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Tuesday afternoon. It's March the 11th, 1-877-623-6943. Do you think that churches should do something like this? Look, it does attract people, and who knows? You might get a couple converts out of it, and all it's going to take is a donation of guns, and you can hold the raffle. And you can talk about the Second Amendment, too, because people like to hear and talk about the Second Amendment, especially people who'd like to get a free gun. Or if it's a free car, should churches be doing this to attract converts? And where do you draw the line? If you say, okay, giving away a car, that's a good stunt for Easter. What about this? The raffling of guns. And if guns aren't your style, if you're not a Kentucky First Baptist church and it's something else, where do you draw the line? Giveaways, whatever it may be, to attract converts. 1-877-623-6943-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can leave your reaction or your comment at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's the story of the Kentucky Baptist Church raffling off guns to attract converts from National Public Radio.
Some Southern Baptist churches have found what they think is a surefire way to pack their pews: gun raffles. The Kentucky Baptist Convention has dubbed it, quote, outreach to rednecks. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN brings us this report from a steak dinner and Second Amendment celebration in western Kentucky.
An hour before supper time, the line outside Lone Oak First Baptist in Paducah, Kentucky, wraps around the building.
I'm Wanda Glisson.
You appear to be the first in line.
I don't know. There's a whole line on the other side, so I don't know.
What brought you out?
We're for guns.
And 25 are up for grabs tonight. There's nothing new about gun raffles in Kentucky, even at a church. There were 50 events like this one last year. The debate between Joe and Becky Bowers and Justin Gilmain was whether to bring a firearm along.
Are you packing?
No, I'm not packing today.
We're all packing, man.
Sunday school teacher David Keel says everybody he knows has a gun. He sees them as a rallying point.
We're doing two things here. One, we're going to talk about the Second Amendment, bear arms. But that isn't the primary thing. The primary thing is who Jesus is.
All right. Now, the story so far from National Public Radio, gun raffles are not that unusual in the Deep South. They're doing this to attract converts. They want to bring people in, not only to talk about the Second Amendment, enjoy a nice steak dinner there, but also your chance to win one of these guns and to hear about Jesus, at least according to those who are running the organization, who are running the gun raffle for this Baptist church in Paducah, Kentucky. Is this a good idea? Is this going too far? Is this bait and switch? If your congregation decided, look, we're going to have a gun raffle or whatever kind of raffle to attract converts, we'll talk about an issue that people are passionate about, like the Second Amendment, but we'll also talk a little bit about Jesus as well. What would your reaction be? I want to hear from you. We're coming to you live. It's Audio Open Lines, 1-877-623-6943. Up first, we've got Ben, who listens in Hamel, Illinois. Hi, Ben.
Hello, Todd. I was driving past your office today. I had to go visit somebody, and there's a big Assembly of God church down the street from you there. And on their billboard, they're advertising Illinois concealed carry classes along with their church services. And this just shows the desperation of these people because they don't actually believe the gospel, that it is the power to save and to bring forgiveness and life to sinners. They got to add something. They got to dress it up. And as much as I might love guns, and you might, we have to realize that such nonsense is not going to bring anybody into the kingdom. They might enjoy a new firearm, but they're not going to be saved. Thanks, Todd.
All right, Ben, thank you very much, and thanks for listening there in Illinois. Let's see what Mo has to say listening in St. Louis. Hi, Mo.
Yes, good afternoon, sir. How are you today?
Very well.
Good. You know, as soon as I heard this, it immediately brought to mind from the book of Acts, where the man is begging, and the apostles come up and they say, Peter says, silver or gold I have not, but I offer you Jesus Christ. And he gets up and he walks. And that truly is, you know, the word spoken, the word received, and God in action. And if we would just get back to those basics, those elementary principles of the gospel, we would probably have far fewer Driscolls and far fewer distractions as handouts and giveaway. Thank you so much, and bless you this day.
Mo, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. We're talking about a National Public Radio story about a Kentucky Baptist church raffling guns to attract new converts, and they are giving away the guns, the steak dinners, and apparently they feel like they're having a success at attracting new people to the church. Although I did notice so far in the story that when the one couple was asked why they came, they said, we like guns, which is a good reason to go to a Second Amendment rally, sure. What if the Second Amendment rally ends with a little come to Jesus time? What do you think of mixing the come to Jesus meeting with the Second Amendment rally? Here's more of the story from National Public Radio.
The church band ditched the hymnal for the evening. These events are meant to be unintimidating to non-believers, although it turns out most of the people here already go to church, just not this one. Tom Jackson says he's not a regular.
Do I go every Sunday like I need to? No, I don't. But, you know, I do believe in God, and I do believe in living the way that he wants you to live, let's put it like that.
Jackson says his belief in gun rights comes a close second.
I should have the right to defend myself and my family any way I see fit.
So let me ask you this. Jesus said turn the other cheek.
Well, yeah, you know what, I agree with that, but, you know, if somebody kicks your door down, means to hurt your wife, your kids, you, how do you turn the other cheek to that?
Did you want a steak dinner?
Yeah, please.
1,300 people are packed shoulder to shoulder, chowing down on steak and potatoes. On a stage full of elk heads and stuffed bears, Chuck McAllister gets everyone's attention.
Well, I brought a gun with me tonight. I know that's very controversial.
All right, there's just a little bit of the message so far from the National Public Radio story on this Paducah, Kentucky Baptist Church raffling guns to attract converts. It's Jesus and gun rights. It's salvation and the Second Amendment. I like your reaction to the story. It's audio open lines, issues, etc. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-6943. Send us your reaction via email. Include your city and state. Talk back at issuesetc.org or send us a tweet at issuesetc. You can also leave your comment at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Kevin has this to say, God, guns, and grub. Well, you got your steak dinner, you got your Second Amendment, you got your gun giveaway, and then you got your come to Jesus meeting. God, guns, and grub, the holy trinity of getting people into church, right? I don't really think so. Kevin, thank you very much for your comment. What do you make of this? Look, people are passionate about a lot of things, so why not combine passions? People are passionate about gun rights, so why not combine the passions? Maybe bring them in for a passionate speech about gun rights because they like guns and because they want the prospect of winning a free gun in the raffle. And while they're there, they get a chance to hear about Jesus and enjoy a delicious steak as well. Is there anything wrong with this? If you say, look, this is a legitimate way to attract converts, what else would you raffle off? What else would you use to, what other enticements, so to speak, do you think the church ought to be using? Why stop at guns? I mean, guns are relatively cheap. Yes, they do stir a passion in people, but why not cars? Why not just pay people to come to church? Because people are always passionate about money, too. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. It's audio open lines, issues, etc. We're hearing a story from National Public Radio on a Kentucky Baptist church raffling guns to attract converts. I invite your questions and comments, and this break is a great time to give us a call with your thoughts live this Tuesday afternoon. 1-877-623-MY-IE.
We Lutherans were never aided by following along with some other tradition's theological priorities and catchphrases.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Pastor Heath Curtis, Coordinator for Stewardship for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod on a Lutheran approach to stewardship.
Other folks are not approaching it from our good, solid Lutheran understanding of law and gospel and vocation. There's a place to talk about this in Christianity, and we have a way of talking about stewardship as Lutherans without ever using the word stewardship, if you like. I'm going to talk to you today about your vocation in your home, in your church, in your society, and how each one of these makes a claim on you, on your presence, on your support, on your prayers. That's how we should talk about this as Lutherans.
You'll find several stewardship resources at lcms.org/stewardship, lcms.org/stewardship.
Daily exercise for the Christian mind. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Does your church need a full-time or backup organist? The virtual organist service from Church Music Solutions is genuine organ leadership using your instrument with your specific selections when you need it. You can try it out for free with our demo unit, which allows you and your members to hear and see the virtual organist without obligation and without a sales pitch. For more details, go to churchmusicsolutions.com.
Would you like to learn about the Reformation theology you hear on Issues Etc.? We'll send you a pamphlet of Luther's Small Catechism for free. It contains the biblical teachings on the Ten Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer, baptism, the Lord's Supper, and confession and absolution. Order your free copy of Luther's Small Catechism today. Just send your name and mailing address to talkback at issuesetc.org.
God gave me a gun!
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's audio open lines for the last 10 minutes of the program on this Tuesday afternoon, March the 11th. We're talking about a National Public Radio story. A Kentucky Baptist church is raffling guns. They always have gun raffles in the South, but this one is to attract converts. Steak dinner, a speech on the Second Amendment, and you get to hear about what they say the church is really all about, which is Jesus and salvation. So salvation in the Second Amendment, Jesus and gun rights. Our issues, et cetera, book of the month for March is called Your Marriage by God's Design. Now, it is written by two guests here on Issues, Etc., husband and wife, Scott and Julie Stiegelmeier, a primer on God's vocation of marriage, which is good not only for married people, but for people considering the prospect of marriage, or to teach people who will one day consider the prospect of marriage about this godly institution. Find out more about the Issues, Etc., book of the month for March, God, Your Marriage by God's Design, at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Back to the story from National Public Radio.
McAllister is a self-described master storyteller and former host of an outdoor TV show. Southern Baptist in Kentucky recently hired him to be a full-time evangelist as denomination membership has declined. And don't be fooled, he welcomes the controversy. The best seats in the house are reserved for reporters. On stage, he cocks what he calls his most valuable gun.
It's a Browning Sweet 16, my granddaddy's bird gun.
The family heirloom acts as an object lesson in becoming a man and taking responsibility, with a few political jabs along the way.
Do you understand why there's no government on the face of this earth that has the right to take this gun from me?
In an interview, McAllister says he's just meeting people where they are.
If simply offering them an opportunity to win a gun allows them to come into the doors of the church and to hear that the church has a message that's relevant to their lives, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Well, I haven't heard him yet mention anything about any message that the church has that's relevant to their lives. Of course, the story may not have covered that particular part, but he is rather enthusiastic about the Second Amendment. I want to hear what you think about a Kentucky church raffling guns to attract converts. 1-877-623-6943. They attracted 1,300 people for this steak dinner that included the gun raffle and an opportunity to hear about Jesus. 1,300 people. That's nothing to sniff at. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Mark has this to say. Maybe the Missouri Synod could adopt this practice with a few changes. Instead of an altar call, you could have a mass baptism, just spritz the crowd with a garden hose. Then in place of guns, you could raffle banjos. Never know, it might work. You could find yourself on National Public Radio or Saturday Night Live or both. Mark, thank you very much. Deborah says, I am torn on this one. I was brought up with the church growth movement, and the idea that you just need to get people through the door is very familiar to me. Another thing common with the church growth movement is not wanting to be intimidating. You want people to feel comfortable. One of our pastors even had a worship leader take the words like sin out of the lyrics. I have a hope that some of these Kentucky people heard the gospel. God can bring good out of this. I think I understand their motivations, but I'm not sure it's right. Really, the issue here, and thank you very much, Deborah, the issue isn't motivation, or the issue isn't whether or not God can bring good out of anything. God can bring good out of cancer. That doesn't mean you necessarily want to go out and find a way of giving yourself cancer, right? So God can bring good out of this. The question is this what the church is supposed to be doing? If we operate by the principle of, well, God can bring good out of it, the church could pretty much do anything it wanted to, right? Because God can bring good out of the worst of circumstances. So, and I do understand what you're saying there, but that does serve as the rationale a lot of times. Well, maybe we should be doing this, maybe we shouldn't be doing this, but after all, God will be able to work with it one way or the other, which is kind of a laziness excuse, isn't it? I mean, would you raise your kids that way? Maybe I should discipline my kids. Maybe I shouldn't. God will work it out. It's all right. You know, maybe I should check to see if my kid's taking drugs. Maybe not. It's okay. God can bring good out of it anyway. You don't raise your kids that way, much less conduct the church that way, do you? What do you think? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. I want to hear the rest from you, your comments on this National Public Radio story on a Kentucky Baptist church raffling guns to attract converts. First, let's hear the rest of the story.
Baptist thought leaders have steered clear of giving their seal of approval, but you don't have to go too far outside the church walls to find questions. All five members of the Machen family are lobbing snowballs at each other. They live across the street from Lone Oak Baptist. Caesar Machen hadn't read the signs promoting a gun raffle.
Real guns? I don't know what to say.
Machen was raised Catholic.
You go to church for peace and not to kill or fight, you know?
We're going to make several people the proud new owner of a fine hunting rifle or a fine hunting shotgun tonight.
The actual drawing comes after the altar call. Paul Chitwood, head of the Kentucky Baptists, explains that these firearms were donated and not purchased with church money. He reminds winners that they have to pass a federal background check first.
That's a nice-looking outfit. Looks like that's pump action. We got a name here.
While deer rifles are the big draw, there are Bibles available too. They're lined up on tables by the stage, some in camo and waterproof. But unlike the guns, the Bibles aren't free. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Paducah, Kentucky.
Oh my goodness, I didn't hear that end part when I listened to it the first time. The guns are free, but the Bibles will cost you. Oh, now, to me, that says something right there, doesn't it? So they're raffling off these guns to attract converts. We got 5 minutes left for your reaction to this Kentucky Baptist Church and their latest idea of what will bring people into the church. Get them in the doors. Make them stay to the end by making sure that the gun raffle is held after the altar call. I mean, everyone has to stay. You want to be present. I'm sure they said you have to be present in order to win the raffled gun, so you got to stick around whether you want to or not to at least endure the Jesus, come to Jesus meeting so you can get your free gun or at least the possibility of winning a free gun. Does something about this just seem disturbing to you? Something about this seemed fishy to you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us that email right here in the studio. Talkback at issuesetc.org. That tweet at issuesetc. Or leave your reaction at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. One church decides it wants to raffle guns. Another church might decide it wants to raffle food. Another church decides it might want to raffle a car. Look, if you got a church that's affluent enough, they could raffle a lot of cars and really attract people in. And of course, if you coordinate it correctly and you leave the raffle until the end of the meeting, everybody sticks around, all 1,300 of them. They've been well fed. You know, Jesus did this once. He fed 5,000 people. And when they wanted him to do it again, he didn't, because maybe the reason for feeding them wasn't the bait and switch. In fact, I think he rebuked them when they came following him the next day looking for food. He said, "You're just following me because you were fed, right?" Jesus didn't seem to engage in a lot of the bait and switch, did he? Richard in Pennsylvania says, "As I said on my Facebook page, God have mercy on them for trading the power of the gospel for the porridge of the Second Amendment. This is sheer nonsense." That's one of my concerns here, quite frankly. And that has to do with the mixing of passions. Well, people are passionate about the Second Amendment. We want them to be passionate about Jesus. Let's get them worked up and see if we can get some of the passion for the Second Amendment to transfer over to Jesus. It seems a pretty easy equation. Susan is listening in Sussex, Wisconsin. Susan, welcome.
Hi there. I'm just calling because my first thought when I heard this was, it sounds like bait and switch to me. But more than that, I think it shows that they don't believe what they have is valuable to people in and of itself. I mean, if you have to trick people to get them into church, that must mean that what you have isn't worth coming on its own.
That's pretty simple logic to me, Susan. Thank you very much, smartest listeners in radio. Nathan says this: they're providing a raffle for an excuse not to be present in church on Sunday during deer season. Well, that's true. If you're giving away hunting rifles and hunting shotguns down in Kentucky, you're pretty much telling everybody, by the way, when deer season rolls around, now you're well armed. We don't expect to see you because, of course, your passion for the Second Amendment might take precedent over coming to church. What does it say when you say, look, we know you don't care about Jesus, so we're going to talk to you about something you do care about. We're going to give you something you do care about, hoping maybe that in the course of that, we might convince you to care about Jesus. Because we know Jesus isn't that interesting. We know that Jesus is really, I mean, which is more important to you? Your Second Amendment rights or your Savior? To me, it smacks of a defeatist attitude, a church that says, look, let's just give up. We know that people don't care. And we got nothing. We got no way of telling them to care. We got nothing. We got nothing here. Let's give some guns away, get them in, and see possibly if we can convince them that Jesus is perhaps maybe as important, maybe even a little more important than their Second Amendment rights. To me, it sounds like defeatism. An admission that the gospel you have, whatever you think it is, really isn't the power of God unto salvation to save sinners. You have to add something to it. Sweeten the deal a little bit. Make it a little more enticing to people than simply preach it. Well, this time of the year, kids are on spring break, aren't they? Those kids are home and they're sitting there between their college classes. You might be hearing some horror stories, parents, grandparents, about what your kids are being taught at the university, the kind of challenges they are facing to their Christian ideas, their Christian worldview, even their beliefs when they're sitting in that classroom or when they're spending time with their fellow students. LCMSU is there for your kids. LCMSU is a great organization that is helping your kids in college deal with the challenges to their faith. If you're hearing those horror stories, I urge you to contact LCMSU at lcms.org/LCMSU, lcms.org/LCMSU. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll get a review of the TV series Cosmos, A Space-Time Odyssey. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Where do we find Jesus in the book of Job? I've written an article in the latest Issues Etc. journal titled Job in Four Not-So-Easy Steps. You can read it by subscribing to the online Issues Etc. journal. Just look for the red subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. Pastor Ross Johnson has written our Wittenberg Trail feature. It's titled Lutheranism, Christianity's Best Kept Secret, the free online Issues Etc. journal.
In a world awash with all sorts of information, opinions, and ideas, there is still a place where God's Word is the central and only focus. Messiah Lutheran Church, 801 North Madison, Lebanon, Illinois. At 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, God's people gather there to listen to Him. There you will find His words of law and gospel, and of course, our Lord's Holy Supper. Bible classes focus on the Bible and the Lutheran confessions. Come, listen, believe, and live, and check out our website at messiahlebanon.org.